from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Grateful just to have the trust of the coaches. I would say it was kind of like a switch because there's still a lot left to be done. You know, a lot left to prove, not to only me, but my teammates now, because I'm given that opportunity to be on this team to help this team win. So, you know, in this league, there's no security. So I just keep coming out here, putting work in every day, put good stuff on tape.
Buffalo Bills linebacker Joe Andreessen. Bills gearing up for the Arizona Cardinals. It's game week. We go to the Western Hotline for the host of the Locked On Bills podcast, Joe Marino. Joe, good morning. Welcome back to another wonderful NFL season.
Jeremy is here. Thank God. All the speculation we've been doing for the last, 8 months, finally is behind us, and we get to talk about some real games. So I'm pretty excited.
That's right. Game tomorrow, Chiefs and Ravens. Game Friday, and then, of course, Bills and Cardinals. Joe, you know, like, openers are interesting, especially if there's a lot of change. And I feel like this Bills-Cardinals matchup represents teams that have gone through pretty big changes. The Bills, of course, you know, we've well documented what changes they've gone through. And in Arizona, they get their starting quarterback a full season and a number one receiver in the draft in Marvin Harrison Jr. And they've got the breakout of Trey McBride. I wonder what kind of threat you think this Arizona team offers, or what kind of barometer you think they offer for the Bills in week one.
Definitely a unique opponent, and Arizona is in year two of this Monty Austin Ford, Jonathan Gannon regime. And let's be honest, they had quite the hole to dig out of. And what's interesting about their rebuild is they're doing it while they're already paying their quarterback in Kyler Murray. And obviously, year one was not an easy season for them with Kyler Murray coming off of an ACL and missing, you know, a good chunk of the beginning of the season. And so they're trying to implement what they want to be as a football team, and they're doing so without their starting quarterback, who's a unique player, right? Kyler Murray's not a traditional drop-back player. He's definitely one of those guys that likes to play off script and create some chaos and run around and make plays with his feet. And so Arizona, I'm sure, is very excited to have this opportunity to install the offense under offensive coordinator Drew Petzing and build upon what they did last year offensively, which was showcase that they can run the football. That's the thing about Arizona. I mean, obviously Kyler Murray is a dynamic player and can make some really unique plays, but they can run the ball. And James Conner's a good back. They have a good run-blocking offensive line. They got a good-looking young rookie here in Trey Benson out of Florida State, who I think gives them even more depth in the backfield. So certainly a lot more potent in the passing game with Kyler Murray, with Marvin Harrison, Trey McBride, a good young tight end. But you got to be ready to stop the run against this Cardinals team, because that was what they showed they could do last year, and I'm sure they want to build upon that, at least when it comes to this offense.
It's been something, run defense, that, you know, the Bills have been gashed by big plays in high-profile spots, and sometimes I feel like that is maybe oversold some of their problems. And the big mistakes in those years. What level of confidence should Bills fans have in this group when it comes to stopping the run?
Well, I mean, real quick, Arizona, 5 yards per carry last season. That's second best in the NFL. They were number four in overall rushing yards. And again, Kyler Murray didn't, he only played 8 games, right? So you did half of this with not Kyler Murray running the ball. So they run the ball well despite not having Kyler Murray. For the Bills in the run defense, it feels like they do have those leaky moments. It's never a snap-by-snap thing. You know, I think the Bills snap-to-snap are a good run defense, but it's preventing those big, long, explosive runs that just seem to creep up from time to time. And I think the good news for the Bills is the lead ball carrier, James Conner, not necessarily a breakaway threat in terms of speed, but certainly physical, and he's going to grind out a lot of tough yards, and you're going to have to bring an honest effort to get him down. But if they can get some creases for Trey Benson, that's the guy that I think can hit some home runs. And so for the Bills and their run defense, I think the excitement should come from the depth at defensive tackle. I think that's an area of this team that's a lot better. Of course, Daquan Jones and Ed Oliver as the starting pair is really good. But a guy like Austin Johnson to be able to step in there and provide some stability behind Daquan Jones, I think is going to be a big deal. And I think it's a big upgrade from Jordan Phillips and Tim Settle, who often filled that role. Not to mention Dwayne Carter, the rookie third-round pick out of Duke, who I thought was at his best this preseason defending the run. So I like that mix. It's going to be about how sound they can be on the second level. Can Dorian Williams come in as the assumed starter next to Terrell Bernard and be sound as a downhill player? I think that's where he's at his best, but you obviously want to see it come together in a big moment. So big test here early for the defensive tackles, linebackers for the Bills on defense.
Yeah, with you saying that, it kind of builds up, I guess, Joe, as a big game and a tough challenge for Dorian Williams and maybe Terrell Bernard too, just in that, like, all you just said about the run game. And middle of the defense, like, Trey McBride broke out last year at tight end. And I know that's not just going to be only Dorian Williams' responsibility, but it kind of builds up, know that he's going to have a big challenge on his plate.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I think the spine of this defense, you think about Terrell Bernard, Dorian Williams, Taylor Rapp, and whoever's starting next to him, question marks there, right? You have some unproven players in a big spot right away. And certainly Arizona is going to test that. I think any offense is going to test that. Miami next week is going to want to test those matchups. And so you mentioned McBride, good-looking young tight end. I think he's in that conversation with Dalton Kincaid and Sam Laporta as this next wave of really good NFL tight ends. And I'm curious to see how the Bills handle it, because I think in man coverage, Dorian Williams, I think, profiles extremely well to be able to mirror and match. It's, you know, obviously the Bills want to run a lot of zone, and McBride is a player that I thought had a lot of success last year finding space, catching the ball, turning and running. You know, not a lot of average depth of target, but finding those vacancies in zone coverage and then just getting yards after catch, that's really where he shined.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Obviously, they're going to want to build upon that with a full offseason with Kyler Murray to get that going. Not to mention, they have a legit outside threat in Marvin Harrison Jr. I know he's a rookie, but he's special. You guys heard me rave about him all draft season long. And so, you know, they can stress you in terms of your spacing in so many different ways with a perimeter threat like that, with the middle of the field target like McBride, with the run game, and of course, a quarterback like Kyler Murray who can run all over the place and stress you horizontally. And of course, he has a big arm. So, you know, I think there's a lot that has to come together for this offense in Arizona, but you can see how it can be potent.
Marvin Harrison Jr., Joe Marino joining us on the Western Hotline. You know, he got double teamed a lot in college. Like, he was given a ton of respect. And I wonder how a Sean McDermott defense will approach this, Joe. Like, what you don't have a lot of film on him in the NFL. Like, you would have scouted him, I'm sure. You know what he can do, but you've yet to see how he's been deployed. Do they pay a lot of attention to him? Or is it the kind of thing where I feel like you're not going to dare a guy that good to beat you in his first ever game, but there's not yet a body of work. How do you see McDermott defenses handling a challenge like that?
You know, I always think about stuff like that, and do you do different things for a player like this? And, you know, in a weird way, I want to bring up Miami last year where, you know, you felt like that was such a unique offense and, you know, they can really stress you in so many different ways. And, you think about this Cardinals team, and it's not necessarily anywhere near as dynamic as what Miami can be on offense, but I think there's some new variables that makes it difficult to really know what to expect in week one. And that's when I think that you just stay true to who you are as a defense. You don't reinvent anything. You know your rules. You know what you want to be as a unit, and just play. Just execute and dare them to consistently make plays and score, right? Like, I think that's what this Bills defense is set up for. You want to force some negative plays and turnovers, but at the end of the day, can you execute 8, 9, 10, 11 plays in a row to be able to score? I think you just stay to your rules, and within that, you'll take care of all of the unexpected opportunities that they may try to invoke against your defense that has a lot of new pieces and, of course, a lot of new pieces on this Arizona offense.
Joe Marino on the Western Hotline. Before we let you go, Joe, we're asking the question, people more excited or eager to see the offense or the defense. We've kind of gone through a lot of the defense and how they might approach this Arizona attack. This Bills offense, what are you looking for week one? Like, what is there a thing you're hoping to see early from Joe Brady?
Well, I mean, we just talked a lot about the Cardinals on offense, but I think where the real opportunities exist for the Bills is a superstar quarterback in Josh Allen against a very suspect defense. I think personnel-wise, this Cardinals defense is very undermanned, and the Bills should be able to take advantage of a lot of opportunities. And so I think this is a really good matchup for Josh Allen in week one to play and execute and get some reps. You know, obviously, I don't think that Sean McDermott was able to get as much time in the preseason with the starters on the field, and you kind of wonder about that going into week one. Well, I think this is a good – I hate to call it a tune-up because I have a lot of respect for every team in the NFL, but I think it's an undermanned defense, and I think this is a great opportunity for this offense to find their footing before, obviously, this stretch of, you know, Miami and Jacksonville with their second and third games.
And finally, Joe, prediction for the season? Are you a fifth straight division title, a playoffs wild card? Where are you landing on the Bills this season for where you think they'll finish?
I think the Bills win the East. I think it's going to be really tight. And what's going to be hard to navigate is the schedule for the Bills coupled with the Jets and Dolphins. Their first 10 games is a cakewalk. I mean, I could see those teams being 8-2, 9-1, something like that. But then it really kind of changes where I think the Bills, it softens up a little bit down the stretch. And the Jets and Dolphins, I think it tightens up. And so it could be another one of those come from behind rally type situations. But I think with Miami, too many questions with the offensive line. Their defense has to come together. I think their offense is going to be really good, but I still think that some of the warts that you've seen in recent years will show up. And then the Jets, I mean, Aaron Rodgers hasn't played good ball in 3 years. They're counting on a lot of injured guys to not be injured. I think their defense doesn't have the depth it's had, especially up front in recent years. And so I think the Jets are more of an 8 or 9 win team. I think Miami is a 9-11 win team, and I think the Bills can probably push 10-11 wins and, you know, have the help of some tiebreakers along the way. So I think they get there for the fifth straight, but I don't think it's going to come without quite the battle here for what I think is going to be a very competitive race, maybe the most competitive race in all of football.
Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast, wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to it and make it a daily listen. Joe, thanks again. We'll chat next week after Arizona and as a quick turnaround for the first Miami matchup of the season.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Joe Marino, Locked On Bills. Again, you can get that through the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Joe does a great job. And happy to have him back for another football season. Move the time, though. 7:30 on Wednesdays now for Joe. Stat of the day when we get back, and it will lead to instant trivia.
Okay.
Howard will join us and pick the Bills coming up at 8. Sal at 9. We've got the head coach is going to speak later today. It is a game week. It is media day. And football season is here. When do the 506 charts come out?
Oh.
506sports.com showing everybody.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
I have the Sunday ticket, so it doesn't really matter for me. But I still like seeing the map with the colors. That's when it's football season, is when the map with the colors comes out.
We do. They will be posted today.
Oh, beautiful.
506 Sports. The week one maps will be posted today.
Love it. Let's go. Stat of the day and some instant trivia when we return.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.